Good morning. Going to bed tonight, 2:37. On what occasion God's presence pervaded my whole being, and my mind was mysteriously enlightened in respect to His essence, the Blessed Trinity. He allowed me to understand His interior life. In spirit, I saw the three divine persons, but the essence was one. He is one and only one, but in three persons. None of them is either greater or smaller. There is no difference in either beauty or sanity, or for they are one. They are absolutely one. His love transported me into this knowledge and united me with Himself. When I was united to one, I was equally united to the second and to the third, in such a way that when we are united with one, by that very fact, we are equally united to the two persons in the same way as with one. Their will is one, one God, though in three persons. When one of the three persons communicates with a soul, by the power of that one will, it finds itself united with the three persons and is undated in the happiness flowing from the Most Holy Trinity, the same happiness that nourishes the saints. So at times we say we receive the Holy Spirit, receive Jesus Christ, and receive the God the Father. This same happiness that streams from the Most Holy Trinity makes all creation happy. From it springs that life which vivifies and bestows all life, which takes its beginning from Him. In these moments, my soul experienced such great divine delights that I find this difficult to express. It's very difficult. When we study the Blessed Trinity, we couldn't understand. Then I heard the following words spoken thus: I want you to be my spouse. Fear pierced my soul, but I calmly continue to reflect on what sort of an exposal this could be. However, such time fear would invade my soul. A power from on high would give it peace. After all, I have taken perpetual vows, and I have taken them of my own completely free will. And so I continue to reflect on what this could mean. He is a dedicated, consecrated person, according to exposed to Jesus Christ, married to Jesus Christ. What does he mean? She's asking a question. How can be a religious person married to Jesus? And continued to reflect on what this could mean. I sensed and came to realize that this was some special kind of grace. This warning, my mind is clear and penetrated with light. When I'm united to Him, I faint from an abundance of happiness. But my mind is bright and clear and free from all shadows. You obey Your Majesty to dwell with a poor creature. Thank You, Lord, for this great grace that makes it possible for me to commune with you. Jesus, your name is my delight. I have a presentiment of my beloved from afar, and my languishing soul rests in his embrace. I don't know how to live without him. I would rather be with him in afflictions and suffering than without him in the greatest heavenly delights. So even your difficulties, you don't know what to do, it's important to stay with Jesus. It's more important than you just keep Jesus. Stay with Jesus. It's okay, okay. February 2nd, 1937. Today, from early morning, divine absorption penetrates my soul. During Mass, I thought I would see the little Jesus, as I often do. However, today, during Holy Mass, I saw the crucified Jesus. Jesus was nailed to the cross and was in great agony. His suffering pierced me, soul and body, in a manner which was invisible, but nevertheless most painful. Oh, how awesome mysteries take place during Mass. A great mystery is accomplished in the Holy Mass. With what great devotion should we listen to and take part in this death of Jesus? You're taking part in the crucifixion, the passion of Christ. We, on the foot of the cross, Jesus kneeling on the cross, and this is our attitude. Not just turn around, up and down, and looking for someone to point out to what? Yeah, your duty, but also you stay under the cross, like Virgin Mary at the foot of the cross. Her heart is with this person, Jesus. No, seeing what the surrounding is, who are the soldiers, who is kneeling, not kneeling. This is not her concern. Mary's concern is her son there, suffering, and her heart is pieced, suffering together. And I think this is what Faustina is inviting us to live the Passion of Christ at every Mass. Not just hang around, look around. One day we will know what God is doing for us in each Mass and what sort of gifts He's preparing in it for us. Only His divine love could permit that such a gift be provided for us. O Jesus, my Jesus, with what great pain is my soul pierced when I see this fountain of life gushing forth with such sweetness and power for its soul, while at the same time I see souls withering away and drying up through their own faults. Grace is giving abundantly, and people just withering, just a weed. No, I don't think you. But we are wandering. One mind, one heart with the Lord. Eh? Oh Jesus, my Jesus, with what great pain is my soul pierced when I see this fountain of life gushing forth with such sweetness and power for its soul, while at the same time I see souls withering away and drying up through their own fault. O Jesus, grant that the power of mercy embrace these souls. So the divine mercy is not only for those people dying on the deathbed, and ask Jesus give them the grace to convert. But each time, especially during Mass, it's time of conversion. As we are on a deathbed, don't look around. Stay with our Heavenly Mother. Look at the suffering Jesus. O Mary, today a terrible thought has pierced your holy soul. Except for God, no one knows of your suffering, the suffering of our Heavenly Mother. No one knows. Your soul does not break. It's brave, because it is with Jesus. The heart of Mary is brave. Stay with. Sweet Mother, unite my soul to Jesus, because it is only then that I will be able to endure all trial and tribulations. Only in union with Jesus, with my little sacrifices, pleasing to God. Sweet Mother, continue to teach me about the interior life. May the thought of suffering never break me. O pure Virgin, pour courage into my heart and guard it. Not many times for sinners speaking to our Heavenly Mother, most of the time to Jesus, no? It's one of the rare times at the foot of the cross. We need her help. She's our mother. That's why Jesus says, John, this is your mother. This is your son. And we are the children of Mary. Mary is functioning as a real mother, but we are also hanging around, not only looking up, even not look at our Heavenly Mother. She is by our side at every Mass. He is accompanying us, like John. I think Mary stand close to John. This day is so special for me. Even though I encouraged so many sufferings, my soul is overflowing with great joy. In a private room next to mine, there was a Jewish woman who was seriously ill. I went to see her 3 days ago. It was deeply pained at the thought that she would soon be without having her soul cleansed by the grace of baptism. I had an understanding with her nurse, a religious sister, that when her last moment would be approaching, she would baptize her, the nurse. There was this difficulty, however, that there were always some Jewish people with her. However, I felt inspired to pray before the image which Jesus had instructed me to have painted, the Divine Mercy. I have lived with the image of the Divine Mercy on the cover, and I said to the Lord, Jesus, you yourself told me that you would grant great graces through this image. I ask you then for the grace of holy baptism for this Jewish lady. It makes no difference who will baptize her as long as she is baptized. After these words, I felt strangely at peace. I was quite sure that despite the difficulties, the waters of holy baptism will be poured upon her soul. That night, when she was very low, I got out of bed three times to see her, watching for the right moment to give her disgrace. The next morning, she seemed to feel a little better. In the afternoon, her last moment began to approach. The sister, who was a nurse, said that baptism would be difficult because they were with her, because the people, the relatives are surrounding her, no? The moment came when the sick woman began to lose consciousness, and as a result, in order to save her, they began to run about. Some went to fetch the doctor, while others went off in other direction to find help. The relatives. Nobody but a sigh. And so the patient was left alone. And sister, the nurse, baptized her. And before they had all rushed back, her soul was beautiful, adorned with God's grace. Her final agony began immediately, but it did not last long. It was as if she fell asleep. All of a sudden, I saw her soul ascending to heaven in wondrous beauty. Oh, how beautiful is a soul with sanctifying grace. Joy flooded my heart that before this image, I had received so great a grace for this soul. She's next room, even not seeing her, with the image of divine mercy, praying, believing this promise, whatever you ask, no? So she did. She's the first one to follow the instruction of divine mercy. Oh, how great is God's mercy! Let every soul praise it. Oh my Jesus, that soul for all eternity will be singing you a hymn of mercy. I shall not forget the impression this day has made on my soul. This is the second great grace which I have received here for souls before this image. The second time, just a piece of paper printed only, not a big, big picture. Oh, how good the Lord is, how full of compassion. Jesus, how heartily I thank you for these graces. So your many relatives, people at home, so be one with them, praying for them. February 5th, 1937. My Jesus, in spite of everything, I desire very much to unite myself to you. Jesus, if this be possible, take me to yourself. For it seems to me that my heart will burst for longing for you. Oh, how very much I feel that I am in exile. When will I find myself in the house of our Father, delighting in the happiness that streams on the most holy Trinity? But if it is your will that I will go on living and suffering, then I desire what you have disdained for me. Keep me here on earth for as long as you wish, even though this be united, be until the end of the world. O will of my Lord, be my delight and my rapture of my soul. The will of God is my delight, even suffering. So not just to take it as a kind of passion, it's a joy. Although the earth is so filled with people, I feel all alone. And the earth is a terrible desert to me. Oh Jesus, you know, Jesus, you know and understand the fervors of my heart. You, O Lord, unknown, can fill me. Today, when I warned a certain young lady that she should not be standing for hours in the corridor with the man, because it was unbecoming for a well-bred young lady to do so, she apologized and promised to correct herself. She began to cry when she became aware of her thoughtlessness. As I was saying these few things to her concerning moral behavior, all the men from the ward came over and listened to my words of advice. The Jewish people even heard a few things about themselves. A certain person told me afterwards that they put their ears against the wall and listened attentively. I somehow felt they were listening, but I said what I had to say. The walls are so thin here, and one can be heard, even when speaking in a low voice. There's a woman here who was once one of our students. Naturally, she puts my patience to the test. She comes to see me several times a day. After each of these visits, I'm tired out. But I see the Lord Jesus has sent a soul to me. Let everything glorify you, O Lord. Patience, give glory to God. Oh, how poor the souls are. February 6, 1937. Today, the Lord said to me, "My daughter, I'm told that there is much simplicity in you. So why do you not tell me about everything that concerns you, even the smallest details? Tell me about everything, and know that this will give me great joy." Jesus knows everything, no? And Jesus is asking her, "Why don't you tell me what's in your mind?" I answered, "But you know about everything, not?" And Jesus replied to me, beautiful, "Yes, I do know, but you should not excuse yourself with the fact that I know, but with childlike simplicity, talk to me about everything, for my ears and my heart are inclined towards you, and the words are dear to me." It's a lover. We can imagine Jesus' lover. We presume Jesus is a king. Of course, today we celebrate the kingdom, kingship. No. I read again. "My daughter, I'm told that there is much simplicity in you. So why do you not tell me about everything that concerns you, even the smallest detail? Tell me about everything, and know that this will give me great joy." I answered, "But you know everything, Lord." And Jesus replied to me, "Yes, I do know, but you should not excuse yourself with the fact that I know. But with childlike simplicity, talk to me about everything, for my ears and my heart are inclined towards you, and your words are dear to me." So in the Mass, not only not to hang around and look, stay with, also talk to Jesus on the cross. When I began this novena for three intentions, I saw a tiny insect on the ground and thought, How did he get here in the middle of winter? Then I heard the following words in my soul. You see, I'm thinking of it and sustaining it. And what is it compared to you? Why was you so fearful for a moment? So the little insect, Jesus, I prepare him, not outside, keeping inside. The same for you. I prepare the way for you. I apologize to the Lord for that moment. Jesus wants me always to be like a child and to leave all cares to him and submit blindly to his holy will. He took everything upon himself. February 7, 1937. Today the Lord said to me, I demand of you a perfect and whole burnt offering, an offering of the will. No other sacrifice can compare with this one. I myself am directing your life and arranging things in such a way that you will be for me a continual sacrifice and will always do my will. And for the accomplishment of this offering, you will unite yourself with me on the cross. I know what you can do. I myself will give you many orders directly, but I will deny the possibility of their being carried out and make it depend on others. But what the superiors will not manage to do, I myself will accomplish directly in your soul. In the most hidden depths of your soul, a perfect holocaust will be carried out, not just for a while. But know, my daughter, that this offering will last until your death. You see, with the simplicity, kind of joy, stay with Jesus, but also until death, hang on the cross with Jesus. But there is time so that I, the Lord, will fulfill all your wishes. I delight in you as a living host. Let nothing terrify you. I am with you. So stay with this sentiment. We are fragile. We are always easy to get distracted. But don't worry. Jesus is listening. Jesus is then accomplishing. Jesus, the way Jesus speaks to Faustina is the way he speaks to us. Don't think that only for Faustina. Jesus asked her to write down all these things for our benefits. So Jesus, same thing, the same way. He asks us to speak to him, even he knows everything. Have simplicity. Open. Nothing else. Believing. Don't doubt.